You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope you had a terrific week, and most importantly, I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. There's nothing more important than prayer, because it's through prayer that we build a meaningful relationship with the Lord. The more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes, and in time, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give all our troubles and woes to the Lord, and we let Him handle them. This lets us live our lives in peace and contentment without any stress, worries, or fears. When I was younger, I had very little faith, hardly went to church, and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. Luckily, in 2010, through a series of events no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about overcoming temptation and how when we feel it's difficult to resist the devil, all we need to do is reach out to Jesus through prayer and let Him cast the devil away. This week, we're entering into Holy Week, starting with what we celebrate today, Palm Sunday. And we're fortunate to have a special guest with us, Bishop Michael Saporito. But before we get to Bishop Michael, I wanted to speak with you about today's topic, practicing do-it-yourself religion. Throughout the season of Lent, which ends this Thursday, we as Christians should be using this time to reflect on our faith. We should also be following the Lenten rules, such as not eating meat on Friday. Unfortunately, I hear too often from some of us saying things like, well, I don't believe in this or that, and I know we're supposed to do this or that, but I don't. Friends, we are either Christians or not. If we choose to be Christians, we are obligated to follow the laws and commands of our God, and when we pick and choose the ones we're okay with and only abide by those, we are not Christian. There's the person that says, I know we're supposed to go to church every Sunday, but I like to sleep in, so I only go on occasion. Or, I never go to confession. That's not for me, and I don't believe in it. Statements like these are not following the laws and commands of our God, and when we choose not to, we are not Christian. We should not be practicing do-it-yourself religion. In the Bible it says, Romans chapter 2, verse 13, for it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. This Bible verse makes it clear that if we know as Christians what we're supposed to do and choose not to do, the Lord will not recognize us as true Christian followers and will have to account for our actions on our judgment day. There are times when we're not capable of following all the rules, such as when it's impossible for us to go to church if we're ill or forced to work. In those cases, the Lord understands and we're forgiven. But if we choose to go out to breakfast with friends instead of going to church, that's a different story. And if we convince ourselves it's okay, we're practicing do-it-yourself religion, and that is not acceptable. Being Christian is a way of life that we choose. If we do, we must be Christian and act Christian by following the laws and commands of our God. There is no place for practicing do-it-yourself religion. Understanding the obligations of our faith is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is practicing do-it-yourself religion. If we choose to be Christian, then we are obligated to follow the laws and commands of our God. Yes, there are times when that may not be easy, but if we accept a Christian way of life, we have no choice. And when we find something hard to follow, the Lord is always there to help us. Just reach out to Him through prayer, and He will give us the strength we need. But if we choose to only abide by what suits us, we are not Christians, and we're practicing do-it-yourself religion. The first song I'm going to play is a fun, upbeat song with a powerful yet simple message. Each of us has been given so much by our Lord, but how often do we thank Him? The song is called Say Thank You, Jesus. When I wrote this song, I thought of all the times in my life that I found myself blessed and the need to thank Jesus. In the verses, we hear how easy it is to take things for granted because we're so busy and only focusing on our own lives. And then in a chorus, how great it would be if we all took a moment each day just to thank Jesus. Please listen now to my song, Say Thank You, Jesus.
We have so much to be grateful for. Many times we should say thank you, Lord. We get caught up with our own lives, forgetting Him and His sacrifice. We don't reach out, it's such a crime when we never take the time. Start off each day with a thank you prayer. Say thank you, Jesus, for how you show us you care. With all you give and all you do for us, we should praise and worship you and say we thank you, Jesus. Say we thank you, Jesus. We take for granted what we enjoy and do not see what we destroy. Each day we start fresh and anew, with cluttered minds and not thinking of you. We don't reach out, it's such a crime when we never take the time. Start off each day with a thank you prayer. Say thank you, Jesus, for how you show us you care. With all you give and all you do for us, we should praise and worship you and say we thank you, Jesus. Say we thank you, Jesus. There comes a time for us to get it right, so reach out to Him and you will see the light. A prayer a day is really all that you need to show your love and that you Jesus.
Art will be right back.
Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. And now I'm excited to introduce a very special guest, Bishop Michael Saporito, who is currently one of the bishops for the Archdiocese of Newark, New Jersey. Today we'll be speaking with Bishop Michael about Holy Week. Hi, Bishop Michael. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
Hi, Art. Great to be with you and to be on the show again. And I'm doing great.
Well, it's always a pleasure having you. Well, Bishop Michael, we're nearing the end of Lent, and today we begin Holy Week as we celebrate Palm Sunday. As Christians, what should we know about the Lenten season, and what is significant about Palm Sunday?
Well, the Lenten season, of course, is our preparation for the Easter celebration, but it's not just to celebrate Easter Sunday. It's really to have an effect in our lives. We've done some introspection. We may have done extra prayer. We may have service. The whole point is we're making room for God in our lives so that we may be better witnesses. We may bear fruit in our lives by the things that we say and do. And of course, Palm Sunday is significant because it marks the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem for the final time. And he rides in on his donkey, welcomed by palm branches and the great shout of Hosanna. He comes in, as we know, with great triumph, and it will end, of course, in his crucifixion and death.
All right, well, let's discuss fasting. Can you explain why we fast on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, and why we abstain from eating meat on those days as well as Fridays during Lent?
So this is a really good question, and fasting is, we put it on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, obviously for the significance of the days, the beginning of Lent, and then Good Friday, the most solemn of days, to identify with Jesus completely. As he fasted for 40 days in the desert, we begin our fast on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday because we're recalling Jesus's death. We abstain from our own self-interest to focus our eyes and our hearts on the Lord. We fast from meat on the other days of Friday, again, as a sign of Catholics around the world to give our witness to the fact that we're all in this walk and our pilgrimage together. So meat was the chosen thing that we are turning away from, but it's, again, so to turn away from something, our consumption of meat, but to turn our hearts to the Lord Jesus in prayer and in service during this special time.
Good. Good answer. Thank you. Now, can you guide us through Holy Week and highlight the key aspects of each holy day?
Yeah, a beautiful week. And as we alluded to, as we began talking together, it begins with Palm Sunday, right? And ends with Easter Sunday. But the three significant days that fall in there are the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Sunday celebration. So Holy Thursday, on Thursday, we commemorate that Jesus gathered with his disciples at the Last Supper. He washes their feet. That we believe is the day that he institutes the Eucharist so that we would have this meal as the memorial always of Jesus's presence. And he establishes the priesthood. And then he goes out to that agony of the garden. So there's an extended procession with the Eucharist, and the faithful gather in prayer as Jesus did during his agony. On Good Friday, as we gather, we recall the passion of Jesus. We read the story of all the events of the passion of Jesus. We adore the cross of Jesus Christ because we remember that that's the way our salvation ultimately came about, with Jesus offering himself in total love for his people. And so we adore the cross. And then we pray for really the whole world, not just for Catholics or Christians, but for people of all different faiths, people that believe in God, not believe in God, for peace throughout the world, that the saving action of Christ actually extends beyond Christians to all people. And then we come to the highlight of it all, Holy Saturday, first with it begins in quietness, the day vigil begins in the evening after dark. We begin with the light shining in the dark churches, resembling the tomb, extended reading of scripture, then the celebration of the Easter sacraments. We baptize, we confirm, and welcome to the Eucharist adults for the very first time. And then, of course, the pageantry, the music, singing Alleluia, Jesus is risen from the dead. Our faith story didn't end with death, but ended up in resurrection. And that goes on to Sunday and, of course, into the next 7 weeks of Easter celebration.
Well, you've been listening to Bishop Michael Saporito. I want to thank you, Bishop Michael, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak with us today on Let Go and Let God. Thank you.
You're welcome, Art. Good to be with you again.
Today's topic is practicing do-it-yourself religion. If we choose to be a Christian, we can only be a Christian when we follow the laws and commands of our God. Yes, we all have moments when we make mistakes and sin, but when those things happen, we can remain in the Lord's good graces by seeking His forgiveness and doing our best to not make those mistakes again. We do this through prayer. Pray to Jesus and let the Lord know that we're sorry for what we have done and ask for His forgiveness. Pray to Jesus and ask Him for strength to help us not make that mistake again. Prayer is our go-to tool we can use for everything, and Jesus is always there, ready to listen. We should pray at least once every day and start by telling the Lord how much we love Him and how thankful we are for all we have. Then pray for others, and finally, pray for ourselves. If we are seeking forgiveness for something, share with Jesus all that we have done, admit our guilt, and let the Lord know that not only are we sorry, but that we will not do it again. If we need help with something, pray to Jesus and ask for that help. But remember, we can never pray on something once, but often, because we need to show the Lord that we're sincere about our request and how important it is to us. Also, we need to pray on it often and remain patient, for the Lord works on His timeline, not ours. But when we are patient and allow the Lord to put His plan in place, provided we are asking for something the Lord wants for us, we find ourselves either with what we asked for, or many times, something completely different, which turns out to be much better than anything we could ever have imagined. The next song I'm going to play is a fun, upbeat song that talks about trust, called I Trust in You. We're obligated not just to love our Lord, but to trust Him that He will take care of all our needs. Please listen now to my song, I Trust in You.
I used to worry, be in a hurry, I would force my way. I'd be so stressed, could never rest.
Not let go, but soon I found out why.
right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate Palm Sunday, which begins the week of Holy Week. Today we hear the Passion that shares the events that take place this week. The psalm is Psalm 22, my God, why have you abandoned me? This psalm encompasses what we hear in the Passion. In writing the music for this psalm, I use the ancient text, supported by a modern melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen out to my version of Psalm 22, my God, why have you abandoned me?
My God, why have you abandoned me? My God, why have you abandoned me? My God.
heart. We'll be right back.
Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Cell Phone versus Bible. What would happen if we treated our Bible like we treat our cell phones? What if we carried it around in our purses or pockets? What if we turned back to go get it if we forgot it? What if we flipped through it several times a day? What if we used it to receive messages from the text? What if we thought we couldn't live without it? What if we gave it to children as gifts? What if we used it as we traveled? What if we used it in case of an emergency? This is something to make you go, where is my Bible? And unlike our cell phone, we don't ever have to worry about our Bible being disconnected because the bill has already been paid. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Bishop Michael Saporito. And if you'd like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, simply log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.